Ben stared at Dion.
That's it. They took her daughter.
What daughter?
Yes,
what daughter?
That was Luke settling into a cross-legged sitting pose beside the fire.
I think Shaw had a daughter, and the Night Sister stole her.
He explained his thinking. Luke accepted a mug of calf from Dion and shook his head.
That's pretty tenuous, Ben. I'm trusting my instincts. Yeah, it's tenuous, but it explains a lot if it's true. She and her scissor-fist husband are living away from their persecutors, but also away from the protection a clan normally offers. They have a baby. Everything's good. Then one night, the Night Sisters come. Suddenly, her baby's gone and her husband's dead. She hires herself out on missions that finance her while she searches for her kid.
Ben looked around, visually scanning the Raining Leaves camp.
And she found something. Maybe one of the Raining Leaves told her there was a baby like that, but I don't want to talk about it here in the open. Someone might hear. Let's take a short walk into the trees of imminent doom.
Luke frowned.
You're being awfully flip about a woman's death. Sorry, investigator humor. I heard a lot of it when I was with the Galactic Alliance Guard. Anyway, it would help if I could pin down the dates a little more precisely.
I might be able to help with that. Dion went fumbling through his many vest pockets and eventually brought out a scuffed, sturdy-looking data pad. Luke, can you take over the fire for a few minutes?
Of course.
Dion began tapping commands and queries into his pad.
It's nice to have comm repeaters and satellites. I can access the records at the spaceport. I mean, you're used to that sort of thing on Coruscant. But here...
Sha Tzu and Vagan Colvi are first recorded as visiting the spaceport 7 years, 1 month ago. The husband has no more visitors after 5 years, 10 months back. 5 years, 8 months ago, Sha lists herself as available for scouting, guiding hunting activities.
Ben thought about it.
So in all probability, they took her baby.
Luke shot him an admonishing glance.
Her theoretical baby.
They raided her theoretical campsite, murdered her theoretical husband, and took her theoretical baby just over 5 years, 8 months ago.
He scanned the campsite again.
It would be pretty hard to introduce a new child into a clan like this, wouldn't it?
Dion snapped his datapad shut.
No, but it would be hard to do it unobtrusively. These people lead a hard, low-calorie existence, so nobody has a pregnancy that goes undetected because of extra weight.
There's some exchanges of members among clans, so it's possible, say, for you to have a cousin over in the clan next door, and that cousin dies, and you adopt her child. But everybody knows that the child originally came from another clan.
Huh.
Ben accepted a piece of foil-wrapped meat from his father and tossed it from hand to hand to keep it from burning his fingers.
After lunch, I think I'm going to start asking new questions.
His father grinned.
And when someone asks you to talk to her among the trees of imminent doom?
I say yes, and close my eyes and pucker up for a big kiss.
There, that's the Skywalker survival instinct at work.